Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I just thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for His goodness, for His bountiful blessings, and all the wonderful things that He is doing and is going to do in our lives. Well, this is a continuation of a message I was sharing last week on knowing God's will. And as we brought Friday's broadcast to a conclusion, we were talking about the importance of active trust and active faith, that if we desire to know God's will, first of all, we have to believe that He's not going to withhold that from us. He's not going to leave us in the dark or in confusion, but it is His good pleasure, it is His good will that we would be able to know and understand, and furthermore, with His enabling, walk in that will. There's the will, the overarching will that God has, the destiny God has planned for our lives. And then, as I mentioned last week, there are seasons in our lives where there are certain activities that are God-ordained and that He will give His strength, His help, His wisdom, His understanding. All we have to do is ask, and He will do that. But that will change as we go through our lives, depending on our age, the situations. As I mentioned, a frequent example would be someone who is raising a family. Both father and mother are extremely critical in the raising of those children. But then a time comes when that season of raising them is over and they are out on their own, and then it's a time for a brand new adventure in God, whatever He would have you to do. So, active trust, knowing that He's going to answer, and that faith that knows that not only will He answer, but that He will enable. And so what we were sharing was the word trust, T-R-U-S-T, I shared about the importance of a triumphant attitude, that we by faith are praising God for victory in every area of our life, and triumphant in the knowledge that we will know God's perfect will for our lives. Even in terms of the simple daily activities we have, He is able to arrange so many things that will bless us. There's so many things He does bless us with, and I'm sure we don't even have awareness. Suppose you have to take a detour on the way to work. Well, in God's providence, He was saving you from a major accident that was, you know, up the way. He has marvelous ways that He protects us, and we just need to thank Him for all the times we're not aware of His protection, His safety that He affords, and His goodness in providing for our needs in unlimited ways. I mean, He is such a creative God, and we have to begin to understand and partner with that, and we also have that ability. We are made in His image. He is perfection. He is absolute wisdom, knowledge, strength, power, all those attributes of God, but we are His children, so we have in limited capacity the same kind of thing. And so God wants us to be triumphant. I shared about the importance of right thinking, and that includes examining our lives before the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit, if there's any area that He's wanting to address, that or where you need deliverance or spiritual strength or for forgiveness, that you'll receive His forgiveness. If there's others, if there's bitterness in your heart, you'll be able to ask the Lord to remove that and to surrender that to Him. So there's no reason. God has provided everything that scripture I use frequently that pertains to life and godliness, not only our natural, practical life, but spiritual walk, our spiritual life. And so now let's move on to the next letter, and that's U, and that refers to, I've chosen to share with you, God's undergirding. Doesn't it say that he told ancient Israel that he bare them on eagle's wings and brought them to himself? Well, that's true for every child of God. And sometimes you just might feel so insignificant that you just are least in the kingdom of God, that you've failed so many times and you just want to throw up your hands and give up. At that time, you will find God's arm undergirding you. And you know, we can't trust our emotions, our subjective feelings, because they will change from hour to hour, or sometimes even more than that. But God is our unchanging refuge and rock. David said, because I've set the Lord always before me, I shall not be moved. And we have to believe that in spite of our feelings, refuse those negative things the enemy would want to bring to you. He loves you and he loves our efforts. I mean, you might feel that you have been so ineffectual in witnessing. Perhaps just recently you shared your testimony or you just witnessed to someone and it just seemed they were not receptive at all. Well, you know what? You don't have to worry about that. What matters is you obeyed God. And those small seeds you planted, even if they seem to reject them, trust me, the Holy Spirit is able to bring understanding. He's able to use that to cause that seed to be watered. I've shared so many times on this broadcast, when I was walking in the world, there was an acquaintance. We happened to live together. It was kind of like a rooming house. And she obviously was a Christian, but she never witnessed. She happened to open her mouth. She was pleasant. She was friendly. She sent me a Christmas card and had all she wrote on it was, aside from her name, "The King is coming." And that impacted me in such a way I didn't even know what it meant, really. But it stayed with me all those years. And of course, once I got saved, I really understood that the King is indeed coming. Hallelujah. We have that glorious hope, beloved. And I don't care what you're going through right now. No, and I don't make light of the battles we go through. Sometimes your soul is pressed out of measure, but it's temporary. There's a time coming when we're with the Lord, all of that, I don't even know if we'll be able to remember it. It'll be like a bad dream, this realm. Jesus told us, he warned us, he said, you're going to have tribulations, but God is there for us. And remember, let me give you a scripture, 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. And I want to read verses 26 through 29. And as I said, you might feel so insignificant. Like, why would God call you? And I said, every one of you have a calling. Let's see what the word says. For ye see your calling, brethren, how not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. In other words, those that the world looks up to that are rich or famous or have a lot of influence or they're very intelligent or they're highly educated. No, God doesn't, there's not many. I mean, there's some, but again, it's the condition of the human heart. He never transgresses, beloved, that God never transgresses our human will. He can draw us, but he doesn't force us. We have to freely choose him. That's how he made God. I mean, that's how he made us, and that's how God made the angels also. Now let's read verse 27. But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So if you feel foolish and insignificant, there you go. You can confound the wise because of his anointing and his calling on your life. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, which are strong, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Why? And in verse 29, there's the reason, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And the pride of man, the arrogance of man, which is part of our carnal nature, it's just, intrinsic in us because it's part of the fallen nature. We learn humility in Christ Jesus. He was our example. And so it's so important to know that I don't care how you feel about yourself, God is there to lift you up. He's undergirding you. And then let's move on to S. That refers to divine strength. When you can't go another step in yourself, your active trust, your faith in the Lord will bring His strength into your life to enable you to do the things for Him you never did before or thought you could do. That's an amazing statement. Hear what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 8 through 10. Remember, he was praying that God would deliver him from this thorn in his flesh. And he said, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." These are the words of the Lord. He responded back to Paul. He said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And then he goes on, "Oh, if that's the case, Lord, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, in his weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And beloved, that's the same for each and every one of us. Praise God. Well, I love you. It's time for me to bring this broadcast to a close. Lord willing, perhaps you'll be able to join me tomorrow. If at any time you miss a broadcast, feel or want to re-listen, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and they just click on the broadcast, and they're there for your listening convenience at any time. But as I always do, I encourage those who are going through a battle. There's power in agreeing prayer. That's one of God's divine principles. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will confirm receipt, and I will definitely and surely pray. But if you'd like a personal letter of ministry back from me, then I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you and pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.